Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special live guest for you. There is a metal band called Zenith, and they spelled it with an X. So Tyler, Liam, Cole, and Zach, they are on the way to the station. So in the meantime, we're going to play some metal bands that are female fronted. Yeah. So we're going to start off with a band called Massive Scar Era. This one was recommended to me by Joey Hawken from Journeyman Productions. We played his interview last week, but we never played this song. So this one's called Pray right here on CJSF.
And then
yeah. All right. That was Revenger. We want blood. Okay. You hear some noise in the background. I know. Yeah. You could hear who came in. But I got to let you know what that set. Let's talk about that set. So Massive Scar Era, Prey. Then we played Cosm, the Emblem. And then what else did we play? I think we played Unleash the Archers, Blood Empress, yes, and then Revenger. We want blood, yes, Julia G. Band. Okay, they made it, folks. They made it. Okay, yes,
yeah.
Yeah, so say hello, guys, and introduce yourselves.
Hi, we're Zenith. I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist, Zachary.
Yeah, I'm Liam. I'm the main songwriter and lead guitarist.
I'm Tyler. I play drums.
Yes. My name's Cole, and I make things go boom because I play bass.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Okay, and tell me about your band.
Well, we started, I want to say, almost a year ago today, or not today, it would be a couple weeks from now. Started about a year ago. We formed from another band. We were all playing with, not all of us, but everyone except for Cole. We had two other members, just had creative differences, so we just decided, Liam, Tyler, and I, to just take the music that Liam was writing and start our own band. And so that's kind of how Xena started. We pretty much instantly right away got into the studio because we already had the songs kind of ready to go, and recorded the album, got that out, and then went on a hunt for a bass player. And here he is. So.
Yes. Okay. And we also have John in the house. Is in the house.
I am in the house. It's really hard getting here now because at the Columbia Street, I got to transfer to go to Braid and then get off at Braid and go across the tracks to this side because they're fixing the rail line along there. So it took me a little bit longer to get here, but I'm in the house tonight. And it's so great to have a Zenith in the studio today to learn about their music. And I have one question,
sure,
for you. How did you find the name Zenith?
With an X. They spell it with an X.
X-E-N.
So this actually goes back. Yeah, this actually goes back to Tyler, actually. When he was in middle school, he was trying to start like a progressive rock style project called Zenith. And he just wanted to call it with a Z and stuff like that. And so when we were trying to workshop names for this new project, it was just one of the better ones that came up to us, and we're like, oh, how do we stylize it to be just a little bit more different and get that like metal flair to it? And so we just were like, let's put an X on it, and so that's what we did, and that's how we got the name, really. We just loved it so much, and we're like, not very many other people, I don't think, are using the name, and if they are, it's inactive bands at the moment. So but it's really good because we think Zenith, the word Zenith, is like the pinnacle of things, right?
Mm.
And it's overcoming obstacles to reach the pinnacle, and that's kind of,
it's been our story.
It's been our story. We've all had our own obstacles in life to get here, and now we're a band of four friends and people who love working together every day, and it's awesome.
Awesome. All right, and you're going to tell me about this first song called Criminal Underworld.
Criminal Underworld. It's a really good song. Speaking about kind of, How would you describe this one, Liam?
It's kind of it's one of the more down to earth ones on the album. It was one of the ones that was written pretty late, too close to the release date. I would say it's sort of about like how your spirit feels when you're in like a dark place, both mentally and physically speaking, and just how you can overcome that. And the word, when I was writing the lyrics for the song, I remember I specifically didn't want to put the word criminal in the lyrics because I just don't think you can market that. And so the song itself is obviously called Criminal Underworld, but there's no presence of the word criminal in the song at all. And we also didn't want it to be sort of like an influence sort of like bad actions or whatever like that. So that's part of the reason why I kept that out too. So it's definitely one of the more down-to-earth songs on the album. When we debuted it live, it was also definitely, we realized that was one that sort of sparked a lot of energy in the crowd. So,
all right, here we go with Criminal Underworld on CJSF 90.1 FM.